Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina. That upper-level low to our northeast will pull a backdoor cold front south from Quebec toward the north country this evening. Now, with that front approaching, we should have a mainly dry day with the chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon. With the upper-level flow from the northwest, showers or storms could initially spawn over the higher terrain and build slowly outward with the downslope push of cold air into the surrounding valley heat. With dew points in the mid-60s, regionally heavy rain will be possible, causing downburst and severe wind gust also possible. With additional sunshine, temperatures should be running near 10 degrees above normal, jumping back up into the mid and upper 80s and low 90s for afternoon highs. If any storms do break the cap and pop up this afternoon, there's certainly a chance we could see some on the strong to severe side. And the Storm Prediction Center says parts of the North Country are under a marginal risk for severe storms. More on that in a minute. Placement of that front on Friday will impact the chances for showers and, of course, how much rain we actually get. But temperatures will be a little bit cooler, still running a little above normal as we head into the holiday weekend. Good news for the holiday weekend. Typical summer temperatures with lots of sunshine, upper 70s and low to mid 80s for Independence Day. Sunny skies continue to rule the roost on Sunday, and temperatures will be a little bit hotter for us as well. Make sure you wear sunscreen out there and be careful this weekend. And please don't drink and drive. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says clusters of strong to locally severe thunderstorms may develop today across parts of the Great Plains to the Central Gulf Coast and in northern New York and New England. Severe gusts and hail are the hazards. Widely scattered thunderstorms should develop today and move southeastward across our outlook area, offering locally gusty winds and hail near severe levels. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny and muggy, highs in the upper 80s near 90 degrees. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies, highs also in the low 80s with a nice breeze out of the southwest. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees. Record of 98 was set in 1901 and tied in 1996. Normal minimum temperature is 60 degrees with a record of 40 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 2nd. Sunrise was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today. Isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight. It'll be humid, lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot and humid with highs near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid with lows only in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny this afternoon, isolated showers and storms, warmer with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today, isolated showers and storms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, humid, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today, hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s, some isolated showers and storms. Tonight, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide, Friday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, highs in the low to mid 80s. Independence Day Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid 80s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Monday, a chance for showers and storms, highs in the upper 80s, near 90. Tuesday and Wednesday, each day will feature a chance for showers and storms in the afternoon. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.